Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 20, verses 18 to 20. You know that from the day I set foot in the province of Asia until now, I've done the Lord's work humbly and with many tears. I've endured the trials that came to me from the plots of the Jews. I never shrank from telling you what you needed to hear, either publicly or in your homes. I want to tell you about something which regularly happens in our home. My son works for a well-known food retailer. When he leaves for work, I'll naturally wish him well, and he always has exactly the same response. I'll do my best, Dad. And what's more, I know that he will. That's exactly what we're reading about in this passage today. We're meeting Paul as he addressed the leaders of the church in Ephesus, and he wanted them to know that he'd done his best. He didn't hold anything back. He suffered with them and told them everything that they needed to know, even if they weren't keen to hear it. He'd done his best. Paul had spent 3 years with the church in Ephesus, which was a very long ministry for him. He clearly loved them passionately and was always keen to take every opportunity to encourage them. On this particular occasion, he was eager to get to Jerusalem in time for Pentecost, so he decided not to make the journey to Ephesus, but invited their leaders to make the 30-mile journey to the coast to meet him at Miletus. His speech to them is deeply moving and reveals his deep love for them and his passionate desire that they should be strong in the face of whatever opposition they might encounter. Paul was sure that this was the last time that he would meet with them, and he was right about that, although he had no idea why that was going to be the case. The fact was that when he got to Jerusalem, he was going to be arrested and sent, finally, to Rome to face trial. Paul wasn't perfect, and neither are we. We all fail. But God looks to us, frail as we are, to do our best. And amazingly, our gracious and loving Heavenly Father will take that and use it to his glory. So let me ask you a blunt question. Are you committed to doing your best for God today? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, we know that we often fail you. Thank you that you are willing to take and use what we give to you today. Help us to give you our best. Amen. Well, I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you have a really good day today.